This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Two iconic Michigan artists are the subjects of an important exhibition at the Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University. The works of Jim Shaw and the late Mike Kelly are being displayed in this exhibition at the Broad. It's called Michigan Stories, Mike Kelly and Jim Shaw, running through February 25th. Here with us now, curator Stephen Bridges and Carla Acevedo-Yates. Welcome.
Thanks, Cindy. It's great to be here.
Thanks, Cindy.
Now, these are two very creative souls who came out of mid-Michigan in the case of Jim Shaw and Wayne County in the case of the late Mike Kelly. Then they first connected at the University of Michigan in the mid-70s. Stephen, would we call these two men friends, competitors, both? How would you characterize their relationship?
They were absolutely friends, lifelong friends. They met, as Carla mentioned, at the University of Michigan as undergrads. And really, their kind of trajectories as artists very much kind of ran parallel to each other, moving to California at the same time, attending graduate school together at the same time, and remaining in Los Angeles. And collaborators, confidants, friends for, the lifespan of Mike Kelly. And still to this day, I know Jim is quite fond and affectionate of Mike.
Carla, I want to ask you to talk about Mike Kelly. He passed away, we know, in early 2012. He's only 57. Tell us more about his life and the kind of work he was best known for and the themes and messages that he wanted to put across through his work.
So Mike Kelly was a really interesting artist in the sense that not only was he a visual artist, but he was also a musician. He experimented with noise and sound since very early on. And that is exemplified through Destroy All Monsters, which is the band that he formed with Jim Shaw, Carrie Lauren, and Niagara when they were students at the University of Michigan. He received a very formal painting education in Michigan in Hans Hofmann Pushpull, which is a style of abstract expressionism. And throughout his work, even if he subscribed to these formal tendencies in his work, he also really subverted these artistic conventions. So he's really well known for a lot of abstract formal work that is mashed up together with pop cultural icons, references to popular culture, a lot of Midwestern references. And he's also known for his interest in repressed memory syndrome. And he started working with this idea in the 90s when he was revisiting student work that he did at the University of Michigan. So for him, he believed that education was a type of indoctrination in a cult of aesthetic values and rituals. And throughout his work, he always returned to some of the student work he did in the 90s. And in Michigan Stories, we're showing some of that work for the very first time.
Stephen, let me turn to you for some discussion about Jim Shaw. How would you describe Shaw and his work to someone not familiar with him?
Well, one thing that I think becomes clear upon viewing Jim Shaw's work in the exhibition is that he's an incredibly prolific artist. And there really is not one single style or approach to art that defines him as an artist. So one could say that it's his varied output, perhaps, that actually defines him as an artist. One thing in particular, though, is his dedication to draftsmanship. He's an incredible drawer. He's an incredible painter, and so much so that he can actually move between different styles of painting and drawing, and does so quite purposely. And that's actually one of the key points behind the exhibition, is the ways in which the different visual and vernacular styles or cultures of Michigan and the Midwestern region really influence these artists. And you can see that very strongly in a lot of Jim's drawings and paintings.
And would you say there's an overarching theme to his work, a point of view that he really wants to explore?
That's a really good question, Cindy. I think one thing that really interests Jim, and specifically I think can be seen in one of the large collections that he has maintained for his entire life, which is called The Hidden World, is an interest in different belief systems, different ways in which belief systems are also then visualized and communicated to others. So The Hidden World is, as I mentioned, a collection that Jim has maintained since 1969, began when he was 17 years old in Midland, Michigan, and it involves both religious materials, it involves a lot of pedagogical and didactic materials, science illustration, as well as some tongue-in-cheek art illustrations as well. But all of these things have in common are, his fascination in the ways in which not only people are committed to and driven by different forms of belief and belief systems, but then are moved to visualize them and then kind of share them with others. And it's those, that translation of idea to image and communicative value of that, that I think is both a lifelong interest of his, but then deeply informs his practice as well.
Carla, how well recognized are these men inside and outside of Michigan?
So both Mike and Jim are pretty recognized within the international alt world. I would say that both of them have shown in Europe extensively, also in the United States. In the case of Mike, there was more interest in his work in Europe, probably until the mid-90s, where he had a sort of resurgence in Los Angeles and New York. But Jim is a very well-known artist. He recently had a solo exhibition at the New Museum in New York, also a recent exhibition at the Marciano Foundation in Los Angeles, and they're both represented by very well-respected international galleries. But I think that what is interesting is that for all effects and purposes, they're considered by the art world as Los Angeles artists. And part of what we're talking about in this exhibition is really reclaiming their Michigan roots and as to how their Midwestern upbringing and education influenced their practice, not only while they were in Michigan, but throughout their careers while they were also in Los Angeles.
Stephen Burgess, why was the MSU Broad the right place to mount this exhibition?
Well, the exhibition really developed out of the relationship that our director, Mark Olivier Waller, has with the artist Jim Shaw. They've worked together on a number of occasions previously, and it was really in conversation between Mark Olivier and Jim that, for one, it was recognized that Jim had never had, you know, a proper museum exhibition in his home state of Michigan. And then from there, obviously, Jim's relationship to Mike Kelly, he sits on the board of the Mike Kelly Foundation, and the recognition that they had that shared history, all that kind of came out of those early conversations. So it's a situation that extends further back into history through the relationship between these two individuals, and then recognizing an important moment here in Michigan to highlight these two artists and bring that history back home.
How did you think it struck him emotionally to see all of this together, his work with his friend's work, all in the one place in their home state?
You know, I think it was deeply meaningful, to be honest, not only to bring his work back, you know, back to his native state, but also to be put in context with Mike. For them to share the stage together, I think was really meaningful. And you could see it too. You know, Jim still has a lot of family in Midland and elsewhere around the state, and people really came out to support him. And, you know, as Carla mentioned, he's shown all over the country, all over the world, but never really in his home state. And so I think having that opportunity to share upwards of 30, 35 years of his life's work with the people closest to him in such an important venue, such an important occasion, I think, again, was really quite meaningful to him.
The exhibition is Michigan Stories, Mike Kelly and Jim Shaw, running through February 25th at the MSU Broad. And we have been talking with associate curators Carla Acevedo-Yates and Stephen Burgess, who put a lot of work and effort into making this happen. Thanks to both of you for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. It was our pleasure.